The issue of massive electoral fraud was actually completely glossed over, both by the Afghan president himself and also by Senator John Kerry and Kai Eide, the head of the UN mission in Afghanistan. No one chose to dwell on the fact that the only reason this election is going to a second round is because of the massive electoral fraud perpetrated on the behalf of Mr. Karzai by some of his supporters. Instead, they're focusing much more on moving the process forward. There was a lot of talk about this being an important step for the democratization of Afghanistan. And indeed, Mr. Karzai was even praised for statesmanlike behavior, both by Gordon Brown and also President Sarkozy, with plenty of other warm words flowing in from other world leaders.
It looks like, you know, this, there was a, some sort of deal where Karzai would get praised by people like John Kerry, and he would be able to, you know, look statesmanlike while having to commit a U-turn.
A deal was indeed struck late on Sunday night after hours of torturous negotiations and discussions between Mr. Karzai and his people and Senator Kerry and other key Western figures, including the British and American ambassadors, as well as many other people on the phone from capitals around the world, urging Mr. Karzai, or, well, frankly, telling him that he really had no choice but to accept the findings of the Electoral Complaints Commission. That's the independent UN-backed watchdog that uncovered so much of this evidence of massive and widespread fraud. And essentially, these Western leaders were saying you cannot continue threatening to ignore the electoral law. This brinkmanship is extremely reckless. And if you go through with your threat of refusing to accept those results, we will no longer back you. Now, that was is about as hard as diplomacy gets, and it seems to have done the trick. But in return for Mr. Karzai making that agreement, it was made clear to him that in yesterday's announcements, there'd be lots of focusing on Mr. Karzai's statesman-like behaviour.
What's the guarantee, John, that a second round of voting will be any less fraudulent than the first?
We have absolutely no guarantee of that at the moment. Almost nothing has been done to reform the Independent Election Commission. That's the Afghan body that's run this election and is widely seen as being partisan to Mr. Karzai. Thus far, only four officials from that organisation have been fired for involvement in fraud, and all of those have been at a rather local level, and some of them for rather trivial offences. With just 2 weeks to go, it seems very difficult to see how it's possible for that organisation to be reformed in time.
Many Western soldiers actually lost their lives trying to make sure that the last election went ahead. Will we see a repeat of the tension and the violence that we saw in the run-up to the August poll?
I think that's highly likely. I'm speculating here, but the Taliban did win an enormous propaganda coup on the first round. They successfully managed to greatly suppress turnout, particularly in the south and the southeastern areas of the country where they're strongest. And indeed, just the low turnout has questioned the credibility and legitimacy of this election. I would be extremely surprised if they didn't do that again. That said, they may not have to work as hard this time because the whole country saw the scale of the violence that was unleashed on August 20th, and many people will simply not be prepared to go out and risk their lives again.